So when you're doing a campaign like this and you're working this type of angle, it's the best to get as many calls as we can. Once you get those calls, then you and I want to be real estate investors. We want to be house buyers. You know, we're going to bring that script together, but only when we have somebody who has a reason to sell. So basically in the beginning, you know, we're not going to put anybody through the script, Ron, unless they have a house for sale. So, oh, great. Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, why'd I get this letter? Well, I'm a house buyer. I buy throughout the county. Or you can put real estate investor if you like. I say house buyer. I'm a house buyer. I buy throughout the county. Do you have a house for sale? Well, let's hear what you got to say. Or, no, I don't. I'll never sell. Okay, well, give me your last name and address, and I'll take you off all future mailings. I never say list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. The main thing is just let the phones go to the answering service all the time.
That's better yet.
Let them go.
I like that.
Yeah. And then you go back and you listen to them. Okay, now, I don't want you to come to any conclusions on the phone. Somebody with the slightest little thing could turn into a great deal for you. So,
understand
again,
that.
If it's a guy who says, absolutely, never call, don't mail me, I'm never going to sell my house, well, great, you don't need to call that guy back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm glad you got the experience with the NODs. This is a much different list.
Okay.
Now, we're reaching equity, and we're looking for inheritance. We're looking for a situation. So, let me give you some situations so you can kind of see how this thing works. Letter goes out. Calls come in. Hey, what's this about? Well, I'm a real estate investor. I buy throughout the county. Did you get a letter? Or start it off with, did you get a letter? Yeah, well, I'm a real estate investor. I buy throughout the county. Do you have a house for sale? Well, let's hear what you got to say. Okay, great. Now we draft them over into the script. Any yeses, we draft them into the script. Just go down to name.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. What's your first name? Lance. What's your last name? Fulton. Okay. What's the address of the property? All right. City, state, and zip. Basically, the first part of it, you're just getting information. Oh, okay, great. What's your first name? Lance. What's your last name? Fulton. What's the address of the property? Okay, the address of the property. Okay. City, state, and what's your zip code over there, Lance? Okay, so you just have to remember what my name is and just go, Sir Lance, what's your reason for selling? And that's it. Okay, and that's the big move. You know, so when this thing comes off, I'll show you how it worked when I first started off. I had my feet up on the desk. Guy calls in by the name of Bob. He's out of Palm Springs. Okay, well, oh, you got one of our letters? Okay, great. Hey, what's your first, I'm a house buyer. I buy throughout the county. Do you have a house for sale? And he goes, well, let's hear what you got to say. Okay, so that's how it started. I just go, okay, what's your first name? Bob. What's your last name? Jones. What's the address of the property? Okay, got it. City, state. What's your zip code over there, Bob? Okay, and then I drilled them pretty good, and I said, and I want you to remember this. I don't care if they're 95, whatever. You drill them all. So, Bob, what's your reason for selling? Now, Bob comes back. Listen to what he says. He goes, I hate California. I hate my real estate agent. I bought another house in Utah. I'm coming back to California to fire my real estate agent. Actually, louder than that.
Uh-huh,
now,
yeah.
I'm sitting here, and I said, wow, I popped it, man. This is it. I grabbed the script. I walked outside, and I go, what do I got? What do I have? And I'm looking, and I go, okay. I mailed inheritance. This guy was in Palm Springs. Now he lives in Utah. Hey, he hates his agent because he can't sell the house. Okay, so I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. I'm going, I go, Bob, I can take care of this right now. Just give me your best price. He goes, I don't want to talk about it now, but I knew I had him. I knew I was going to get a good price if I hit him good.
Mm-hmm.
So I said again, I waited, and I go, there was nothing to wait for. I already knew everything now. I mean, once I looked at the script, I knew what I had. I hate California. He's not here anymore and wants to sell his house. If they don't have a house for sale, there's no reason for you and I to go into the script.
Right.
Okay. If they may have a house for sale, then they should tell us they have a house for sale. So then we take them in the script. Oh, great. Okay. Thanks for calling. All right. What's your first name? Last name. What's address of the property. Okay. City, state, and zip. And I'm going to say this till you get it in your head, because it's like, you know, I don't mean to be, and I would never talk down to anybody, but I've spent about 25 years on the phone in the mortgage business, and I've worked really, I've worked lists for like, I had one list working for 11 years.
Wow.
And the key is, after a while, these things get patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to see the pattern. Mm-hmm. So we're going to drill Betty, we're going to drill Bob, we're going to drill them all. Okay? We know that these houses, the majority of them have equity. I want you to trust the list. So we're never going to go to the loan amounts. We're going to go to the loan amounts eventually, but not on our hot guy. First of all, we got to drill our hot guy, and we're going to open him up, okay? Open him up like a can of tuna. So, Carl, what's your reason for selling? They're never going to see you coming. It's a very general letter. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about estates. I never talk about a loss. We're never going to bring it up. They are. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Carl, what's your reason for selling? Boom. They're going to hit you. Well, Dad passed 7 months ago. Brother got the bank account. I got the house. Realtors won't give me the time of day. I thought I'd give you a call and see what you'd offer. Okay, great. Now, that guy said that to me in 2004, and we were on the hottest market I've ever seen. Now, when I drove out the house, this is what I'm going to tell you, and this is what I want you guys to know.
Mm-hmm.
If you think, sometimes if you get a weird, itchy feeling, you feel like there's something there, go to the house. Okay? And here's the reason for that. This guy said, Realtors won't give me the time of day. I said, wow, that's odd. You know, that's really odd. And I went out to the house, and the reason I went out there is I said, Realtors, in this market, it's the hottest market I've ever seen. If they're not giving them the time of day now, they never will. So I went out there, and I thought I'd see problems with the house and problems with the person. I mean, I thought I'd see problems with one or the other. I saw problems with both. I walked in. There's no furniture. He's got a sleeping bag off to the right. And again, I'm just walking to see what's going on. I just told him, let me come out to the house, take a look. So, you know, I saw a table with a stack of bills on it, water bill past due, big old past due stamped on there. Has nothing to do with the inheritance, but has to do with everything else. So I walk out there, and I'm talking to this guy, and he says, hey, man, this isn't my dream. This was my mom's. You know, I want to open up an auto repair shop in Tucson. And so I said, and he said, I was down in Tucson last week looking for a lot to buy. So I said, wow, he hasn't sold his house yet, but he wants to buy a lot. Okay, so every reason was right there for me. This guy had no reason to be in the house. Basically, he inherited mom's house. Brother got the bank account. He got the house. That was the first house I bought off this list. Now, I'm not a great house buyer, but I could have bought this one a little better. But I had seven reasons staring me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So the point for you guys is open them up and get the game plan out in the open. Let's find out what's going on. Okay, you got to do that. So your job is you drill them. You know, just set that plan up. When you go into the script, you drill them and you hit them over the head and you say, you know, you don't say what's your motivation. So, Carl, again, it's real happy. So, John, what's your reason for selling? Again, real estate investing is a tough world. So, you got to have a tough list. And our list is tough. It's really good. The thing is, I'm finding estates. I'm finding family trust. I'm finding probate. I'm not trying to harm anybody. The bottom line is we mail them the last name. I mail a general letter. I've had people who've pumped me before and said, give me all the phone numbers. We've never given out any phone numbers on this list. I wouldn't want to bother people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Right.
So my thing is let's mail them. If they do want to sell, they're going to let you know. And the only ones I ever want to hear about, these are the only ones I ever want to hear about, Ron, and these are the only ones I want you to send out for you guys to look at, are when I say, so Carl, what's your reason for selling? And the next 15 seconds, he throws bombs at me. Okay, I got this going on. I got that going on. I got this going on. That's our guy. Two or three problems right in there, and that's good enough for us. Two problems, good. You got it?
Got it.
I mean, that's pretty much it, okay? And I don't want you and I to make, we don't make up problems. We drill them, and then they give it to us back, and then you and I, we don't analyze it too hard. If you and I see somebody, right after somebody gives me a reason on the phone, my next thing I'm going to say is, especially if it's a son talking to me, but on both sides, if he gives me a real good reason, I'm going to go, oh, is the house vacant or is it occupied? Okay, so right after you get that reason, when you say, so Carl, what's your reason for selling? If they give you a pretty good one, then just go back right at them, wait till they're done, then just go, oh, is the house vacant or occupied? Okay, vacant. Okay, and you've got a situation, and you've got stars on it. You say, this is the one. Okay, I want you to go for two phone numbers. So right where it has phone there, say, okay, Carl, what's the best phone to reach you at? Okay, can I get an alternate phone number? Okay, great. And then I would go ahead and set the appointment for the next day if it was me. Okay,
okay.
As soon as I got those phone numbers, I'd go, oh, okay. And the way I'd set it, you just command the room, basically.
Okay.
I'd like to come by and see the house, Carl, around 3 tomorrow. Is that possible? You don't give them a choice.
Okay. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So I would have the next available appointments for your partner and you in the book, so you know when you can go out.
Sure.
And okay. Then any hot deal, again, we drill them. Once they give us back and you and I see what's happening, it looks good, I'm going for two phone numbers. Okay, I'm going to ask them about if it's vacant or occupied. If they say it's vacant, then I need to go right away. That's DEFCON 5.
Okay.
So that's the hot lead. Now, let's go with the spouses, because there's always a spouse situation. You drill them hard, you hit Julie. So Julie, what you can do it the same way as you do everybody. So Julie, because you have to have to see the pattern pop out. So Julie, what's your reason for selling? And Julie comes back and says, well, you know, my husband passed on about 8 months ago. I'm thinking about relocating to Florida. I got your letter. I just wanted to see what you'd offer. Okay. All right. Sorry to hear that, Julie. Then go to the Julie, is the house occupied or vacant? Okay. And then she says, no, I'm living here. Okay. Julie, what's the best phone to reach you at? Okay. And do you have another alternate phone, like a cell phone? Okay. Grab two if you can on all these deals.
Okay.
Okay. And then right next to that, Julie, I just have a few more questions. Do you own the house outright or do you have a loan on it? No, I've got a loan on it. Okay. What's your balance on your first? My balance is $15,800. Just put 15 plus. This is a speed thing. We're not really going for accuracy right now. Okay. Do you have any other mortgage on the house or do you have a second trust deed? Nope. Okay. Are you current on your mortgages now? Well, I am now. Okay, great. That one moves up to a 1. You set the appointment immediately. When
okay.
somebody says, you know, I am now, or I'm dreading paying those taxes. Okay, move it up to a 1. Okay, go for the appointment on that one immediately right then. Just say, I think it's best, right after you get the number, just say, I think it's best if we actually come out and take a look at the property. Would we be able to come out and see that tomorrow around 3 or whatever your time is? Okay, so any payment problems on anybody, they move back to a 1. Okay, now, let's go back to Julie, who's got everything covered and no problems. Julie says, instead of saying she's back on payments, she says, she gives us the first trust deed balance of $15,800. No second trust deed. I ask her, you know, are you current on your mortgages now? She says, oh, yeah. Okay, current on taxes? Of course. Okay, so no sweat. She's just going through the motions. She's not motivated right now, but she may relocate. Okay, so you're going to keep a real friendly attitude going with her all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, could you just... Have you guys done any improvements on the house, like a, have you had a new roof put on, or have you had a room addition? Okay. You're going to be doing a little talking to these people, but not too much more. And then I've got three houses I'd like to describe for you, and just tell me where yours fits in. My excellent house is going to be upgraded in the last 5 years. Maybe new kitchen, new bath, new appliances, something like that. Not too many people get that done, but have you had anything done like that? Okay. And then good would be updated paint and updated carpet, maybe updated siding. Okay. And then average is like my mom's, older kitchen, older bath, older appliances. And it's older carpet too, but it's a clean house. And I try to get a picture of what the house is like with that little statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a big thing. I don't think that's going to hurt us. This is not a deal we're going out to, so don't even plan on going out on it right now. Just say, end it like in the way of, well, sounds like you've got a couple things you want to do, but if you're interested in selling, I could come out. When should I check back with you? You know, and work some sort of a close like that on her.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, is there a time when I should check back with you? And then whatever it is, just check back a month before or 2 weeks before or something.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's kind of your B lead or your number two. Not really hot, but could develop hot. She might like Ron, and later on she might feel real comfortable. Well, I talked to Ron. Just say, hey, hang on to the letter, you know. Hang on to the letter, and if you want to call back, just feel free to call us back, Julie. And then at the end, you know, leave it good. And remember that when you leave it nice, because there's really nothing there at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pack that into the book, probably by their last name or by, you know, my motivated ones are going to be way up on the top. I'm going to put stars on them. These are the guys that are like three alarm fires. We got to get out there. We got to figure out how to buy these houses. The bottom ones, the twos like this one, they're just going to be in the book. And if you maybe highlight something down below, we'll follow up in 2 months. Well, you could follow up. But always tell them, hang on to the letter. And if you want to call back, you know, just give me a ring back.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the three lead is not really a lead. It's like, let's say your mom or my mom got one of these letters. And we've marketed for years, and we spot this stuff coming. And we go, I was just wondering why you mailed me, Lance. Okay, those are those guys who are trying to peek over and peek into our game. Okay, I push the button on them. I just give them the old, I'm a house buyer. I buy throughout the county. I love older neighborhoods. I do these mailings periodically throughout the year. Do you have a house for sale? No, I don't. Okay, or, you know, whatever they're going to say. But just remember, push the button. Keep the old recorder going in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a house buyer. I buy throughout the county. I love older neighborhoods. I don't buy listed properties, so I do these mailings periodically throughout the year. There you go.
Great.
Yeah, my background's mostly mortgage and direct mail, so again, there is a set way to talk to these people. And again, when you go into it with them, remember, you're a house buyer, we buy throughout the county, or a real estate investor, buy throughout the county. You know, do you have a house for sale? And if they help you jump over that little cliff there and get into the script, then when you get into the script, just work that name, address, city, state, zip. So, John, what's your reason for selling? And hit it pretty hard right there, you know. So, Carl, just raise your voice a little bit. They won't even spot it coming. So, Carl, what's your reason for selling? Boom, he's going to give you the immediate answer, and that's what you and I want. Then we don't need to drive to every one of these houses. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you pop them good. We're dealing with the emotion. What's the emotion telling us? When they fire back with problems, okay, great. I want you, I mean, not great, but that's the one I want you to go see. The guys who say, well, I'm thinking about selling when the market gets better, and don't ever think I'm talking down to you, but just those guys are secondary. Drop those into the second group. But if you hear like a stutter step, you know, like sometimes, okay, it's hard to see inside of a house from the phone. But what I want you to do is when you pop them on the phone, there's things they should be saying back to you, you know, whatever the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you the four people that 'll call you on this list. These are the only four people we receive phone calls from, with the exception of one person called who was actually handling the trust for her best friends. They made a deal with them before they passed, and the wife's best friend was handling the trust because the kids were on the East Coast. But typically, this is the way this thing works. On the lowest end, it's a probate attorney. Every once in a while, you'll hear from a probate attorney. You guys might be able to meet with him and get some other deals in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two is the number two person would be your real estate agent. I would suspend their mailing for one quarter, but I would still mail them in the future because a listing could go away at any time.
Okay.
Okay. Then three and four are your spouses and your kids. And again, when you hit them with that question on the backside, so Carl, what's your reason for selling? They should tell you. We want the original answer. So this one really gets the original answer. And just remember, they don't know much about us. We just took down the name, address, city, state, zip, and then we're saying, so Carl, what's your reason for selling? And when they come back at us, then you and I, if they move our motivation, if they move your and my motivation meter, if you feel like this is the guy, put mm-hmm. stars on it, move it to the top. If it's a vacant house, it goes higher. I mean, vacant with motivation, top of the list on this type of list.
Right.
And again, trust the list for equity. Don't worry about equity. Our age group is much older. I mean, we're much older than anybody out there in the business. We stay way old. This is a non-borrowing age, so you should have attainable equity in every one of these houses. Mm-hmm. We're going to be wrong every once in a while, but
sure.
don't adjust your scripting. Stay with your scripting and trust. Again, when you get down to the bottom on some of the... I questioned a guy one time, and he says, I go, how much do you own the house? And he goes, 10.5. And I go, wow. And I go, how much is your mortgage payment on that? I just had a weird feeling. And he goes, 1,500 or 1,800 a month. And I said, oh, okay. So you owe 10.5, you're paying 1,800. I said, you must owe more than that. No, he says, no, I'm back 10,500. I owe 180. You know, something like that.
Oh.
So see, you can run into other motive. I mean, again, we don't research any mortgage problems on this thing, thank goodness. It's just they have a ton of equity, and you and I are looking for spare houses, really. We're really looking for spare houses. Then when spouses get caught in the middle of financial situations or not wanting to live in the house or moving away or the cold or whatever, they'll tell you things too. But really, most of this is the kids selling the parents' house. And again, trust the data, trust it for equity, and just go through your script. And the guys who really pop out a pattern, the ones who really pop up and hit you and just say, wow, I got this going on, I got that going on, I got this over here going on too, and then of course there's that, wow. I mean, it's like, you know, you only need a couple reasons, but if they give you some good ones and then they'll start going into other stuff, then I would just evaluate it on your own, not too deeply, and set an appointment and go for the gusto.